The name Andrew W.K. may or may not mean something to you. All of his songs are focused on one thing. The art of partying. He'll be in Charlotte tonight at the Neighborhood Theater to play the energizing songs he's known for. But besides touring and performing music he made popular in the early aughts, he's branched into a new realm, advice giving. And people really want to hear what he has to say. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia spoke with Andrew W.K. about his new endeavor.
Andrew W.K. is part ball of energy, part trained pianist, and one of the most positive people you'll ever encounter.
Partying can include dancing and music. Partying could include resting or napping. Partying could include gardening. It's really, you know, whatever you want to do to have fun and to show that you're alive and glad about it.
And he has a policy of never saying no to a new experience. That's how he landed a weekly advice column in New York's Village Voice and his very own advice dispensing radio show. The show is not political. Neither is Andrew W.K., by the way. It is on conservative personality Glenn Beck's network, The Blaze.
My name is Andrew W.K., and as always, it is my true pleasure, privilege, and honor to be back with you.
Andrew says he'll give advice on anything. Here he is talking about feelings of depression, an issue he says he's dealt with on and off throughout his life.
I'd like to think that I won't feel depressed ever again, but if I'm very honest, I probably will feel depressed again. But I will hopefully use these ways of thinking and actually even use my experience with you right now on this show to make it a little less painful.
Was there a specific moment where you decided to use your fame and all your notoriety that you've gained over the years through your music to help people in this new advice realm?
It did start more with people asking me to do it, whether it was someone writing me a letter on a very personal level, or it was something more public like Village Voice asking about the advice column, or even doing interviews like this. It seemed like something people wanted for me to do, or maybe just for someone to do. And I was very moved by being asked these sorts of questions about life. It was also very encouraging because a lot of these topics, these big areas of life, were things that I was thinking about myself. So there was something very encouraging and very comforting in realizing that I wasn't alone in these thoughts, and that maybe this was a chance to kind of help each other. Not that I have any answers, but sometimes just talking about it and realizing you're not alone and thinking about these things has a lot of value in itself.
What surprised you the most about doing this very regular advice column and your radio show? I mean, has anything surprised you about giving advice on the regular?
It's made me a better person. And I don't mean better in terms of better than other people or somehow more accomplished. It's made me better than I was before. You know, helping other people, even if it's in an abstract way or in a distant, removed way, like writing, like a letter to someone. Something about doing that and thinking about someone else's situation actually helps your own. But in some way, it just makes life better. And that I did not expect.
I mentioned to some friends that I was going to be talking to today. People were like very, very excited about it and had a million questions for me to ask you. And the one question I have to ask you is, do you plan on releasing or are you in the process of making any new music?
I do appreciate you asking about this, and I certainly appreciate the folks that you spoke with sharing that potential enthusiasm or at least interest. It's something I would very much like to do, and I have wanted to do for quite some time. There's so many aspects of whatever this is, this, you know, little adventure that I'm on, that are out of my control. And a lot of the best things that have ever happened, as far as I can tell, within this adventure have been things that I didn't plan on. Or even when I was planning on something, like recording a new album, something else would come along that was very clearly meant to be done instead of recording the album. And in some ways, that was painful, but on the other hand, it was sort of undeniable.
Andrew WK performs tonight at the Neighborhood Theater in Noda, and it's a purely musical performance. You'll have to tune in to his radio show if you're in need of any advice. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.